Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's all in how you look at it. Saying gets used when the same idea or object is viewed in a variety of ways. We all have our own way of seeing things, our own perspective, and to some extent that is a good thing. We should be open to different perspectives in certain areas. It's especially true because we remember and realize we are sinful human beings. No matter how much we might like to think so, we are not always right. You are not always right. I am not always right. And so it is helpful then to realize that our perspective on a matter may not be the only one. It may not even matter that much. And while we can have our own perspectives, the inventor of the idea or of the object we are perceiving has his or her own idea as well. You know that from your own personal experiences. If you wrote a letter, what was your intention when you wrote that letter? Was it received in that way? Or how did you want that gift money to be spent? And was it spent in that way? Understanding intent can be very helpful in our lives. Take our scripture readings for this Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent. We've heard a lot about temptation from those readings. Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. And our epistle reading from James talks about withstanding temptation, not allowing it to gain a foothold in our lives. He writes, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." Those are some pretty ominous words from James to the church in the early days. And so the hearer of James must certainly take all temptations to sin seriously, not dismiss them as trivial, as many in our world today do. For temptations are certainly meant for your harm, not your good. The devil wants you to fail, and fail hard. He wants you to doubt God's word, even just a bit. He wants you to doubt God's will, his desire for you, his people. And Satan wants you to leave God behind in the dust and trust more and more in your own understanding. But at the same time, our good and gracious God allows struggles and difficulties in your life. While they are now a natural part of a fallen and broken world, God intends them for good and not for harm. God allows these things to strengthen you in your faith and your trust in Him. For in all things, God works together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose, no matter what our perception of them may be, Paul writes. And again, he writes in Romans, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Now, Satan intends these difficulties and struggles for harm, but God intends them for good. And surprisingly enough, it may be that the word for both in the Greek is the same. Tempt and test are both from peirazō, in the Greek. So intent is everything. What does God intend? And what does Satan intend? knowing that. Understanding that then is crucial for our Christian lives. Regarding his situation of being betrayed by his older brothers, being sold into slavery as a young man, Joseph summed up the concept beautifully. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Today's gospel text for the first Sunday in Lent has multiple stories, but chief among them there for our theme of this Lenten season is Jesus' temptation. It's the Spirit of God who throws Jesus out into the wilderness to be tempted. And it's the wicked devil himself who is the one who gets to throw everything at Jesus. He'd gotten the better of Adam and Eve back in the garden, causing them to fall into sin quite handily. And he's been doing the same thing ever since, succeeding in countless other situations throughout history. And yet, they're not countless to God. God knows each and every success that Satan has, causing mankind to fall deeper into sin. He also knew that Jesus himself would not fall victim to the devil's schemes, not in thought, not in word, not in deed, and that Satan's streak would come to an end in Jesus. For Jesus did not give in to Satan's wiles, not even for a split second. He remains pure and true throughout it all. And Satan certainly did mean for those temptations he hurled at Jesus to harm him, to destroy him, really. For the Son of God, fall victim to Satan himself, that could very well undo everything as we know it. While Satan did mean that for great harm to tempt Jesus, God allowed it for good, to test Jesus. And while the purpose of tempting is to lead to failure, the purpose of testing is to bring about success. Testing reveals what is truly known, as every student in our midst, I'm sure, well understands. It really does depend on who is doing the action. Satan peirazos for harm, but God peirazos for good. God's testing then of Jesus was to establish him firmly as the only proper substitute, stand-in for all people. God's chosen nation of Israel from the past, that was a small section of God's total people throughout all the world. Israel was a microcosm intended to bring about the salvation, not just for them, but for all humanity. But for that to happen, first and foremost, Jesus must succeed where Israel, God's child, failed. This is what was necessary to fulfill all righteousness. And so Jesus steps into the Jordan River, as did the Israelites of old. Jesus was then thrown back out into the wilderness, as were those Hebrews of old. And his 40 days and 40 nights of tempting do indeed parallel the 40 years of wandering for Israel in the wilderness. Israel continued to grumble against God. Not even Moses could keep them from taking matters into their own hands. Moses himself, in frustration, lashing out and doing his own thing. Time and time again, the children of God wandered away from the faith, from firm trust in their Savior. But Jesus never would, and he never did. For 40 days and 40 nights, well over a month, Jesus volleyed back every temptation of sin that Satan could think to throw at him. Finicky and hungry Israel would have certainly jumped at the chance to eat fresh bread rather than their paper-thin manna. But Jesus would not give in and turn stone into bread as he very well could have. Rather, he knew that man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And Jesus certainly would not test God's love for him, even though he knew, as was revealed at his baptism, he was God's only beloved Son. And in truly, in Jesus, God is well pleased. And Jesus would not ever give up his right relationship with the Father for all of eternity, simply to rule over all the kingdoms that this world can offer. Jesus did not give in to Satan's temptations, not any, not for a moment. And so for the devil, this time of tempting of Jesus was a total and complete failure. But from God's perspective, it was a grand success. Jesus had shown his qualities as a full-blooded human being who did indeed subject himself to the will of God. Jesus showed all who care to hear that he wanted nothing to do with Satan whatsoever, but everything to do with God, no matter how the world might perceive him. And so as the perfect substitute, the stand-in for Israel, and thus for all of humanity, Jesus could then go to the cross and do so in our stead, the place of us all. His blood then was shed as the atoning sacrifice, the covering over us for all of our sin that we needed only once, once for all, by God himself in Jesus. Satan failed, derailing Jesus from his mission. But God succeeded in elevating him to the highest position of glory. So we well know that God indeed tempts no one, as we confess in our understanding of the Lord's Prayer. And that is simply because God does not want any to fail. But he does, however, test all of his people, you and me included. And that is because he wants you to succeed in the faith. He wants you to more firmly trust in him, rely on him for all things, even when it seems like he is nowhere to be found. Tempt and test share the same word in the Greek. They have two very different meanings. It all depends on who is doing the action. Whether being tempted or tested in your own life, that life can feel like a tempest beating down upon you. But even then, the gospel truth remains for you, that Jesus endured all temptations for you, and he succeeded in passing every one of God's tests for you. As a result, thanks be to God, Jesus alone is your life, your salvation, your hope for all the world still to come. For no one else, ever in all of history or ever will, resist every temptation and pass every test of God. But Jesus Christ and him alone has done it all. And he's done it all for you. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts, your minds in Christ Jesus, that life everlasting. Amen.